The following Christmas special is a Hive Mind Productions podcast, produced in association with the members of December's Children, recorded at Speakeasy Studio in Grafton, North Dakota. If you're pleased with our content today, please take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes. As always, we invite your comments and show suggestions on decemberschildrenND.com.
Hello. They say that our sense of smell is the strongest sense associated with memory. And it's hard to dispute this. The aroma of a certain candle, for instance, a dusty gravel road, perhaps, or the smell of home that stood far too long in our absence. These can all bring us back to a place and time long since forgotten. All it takes is that one tiny spark to ignite a flame of memory. But what if one of our memories was special, that it was so ingrained, so deeply a part of us, that it proved to be too much for just one of our senses? No, this memory, this occasion, would need help, from both sight and sound, and from taste, and from touch. And what if this memory grew with each year, with each occasion adding new and fond moments, until combining a feeling of warmth and joy that exists in our hearts as an emotion all its own, too great for words to describe? You see, the thing about Christmas is that not only do we live it through our own eyes, but through the eyes of others as well. As children, we see the glow in our parents' eyes. We're overjoyed with receiving. As adults, we see that glow in the eyes of our own children while still holding on to the delights of our past. And so the cycle continues. The members of December's Children wish to share this season of joy with you today, and we hope that we can take you back to Christmases long ago as we share our own memories and songs with you. And though we can only bring you the sounds of Christmas today, we hope it'll remind you to partake in all of the wonders this season brings. Remember to smell that turkey and hold your loved one's hands. Take in all the sights that this year can bring. May you have a Merry Christmas this year and always. We now present you December's Christmas. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to December's Christmas, a holiday podcast featuring the members of December's Children, Dr. Yen Lee Lowe, Mark Sands, Kim Ross, Kurt Lowe, and Ryan Johnston, with special guest appearances by Ryan Ogden, Joe Gemmel, and Doug Langruth, and a special appearance by the Sardine Brothers. We now take you to Kurt's living room, where our lead guitarist is expecting a quiet evening at home. Boy, will he be surprised.
This cocoa is delicious. Piping hot. Glad I don't have to share this with anyone. It's such a peaceful night. I've got a roaring fire, space heater, and my slankette, which is like a slanket, but really little. It's not as useful.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Hey, we're here. Whole gang, you old curmudgeon.
Awesome. Nice to see you guys.
So, what are you up to tonight?
I was enjoying the peace and quiet, and all the joy the season brings. And I was doing it alone. But I suppose a little company won't hurt, so. How long do you plan on staying?
Well, as long as you'll have us. We were just out caroling. Got cold, so we thought we'd warm up. We knew you'd be alone.
Made you so sure of that. I might have had company. Beautiful woman, for instance.
Sorry, that was Gary. He's our new trombone player.
You go caroling with a trombone, do you?
Well, you never know when you're going to need it. It's best to be prepared. You know that better than anyone.
Well, I certainly wasn't prepared for this. What? Is that a laugh track? You guys want to come in then? Or?
Sure. Thought you'd never ask.
Hey. Good to see you. Gary? Shoo, Well, you warmed up then?
Yeah, well, almost. Say, is that Coco?
Yes.
Is it hot?
Yes.
Fresh?
Mm-hmm.
Marshmallows?
Would you like some cocoa, Roberta?
Well, if it's no trouble.
I wouldn't say it's no trouble, but I'll get some mugs.
You know, he seems a little down, you know, in the dumps.
Yeah, he sure does. You don't think it's something we did?
No, I don't think so, but I know how to fix it.
Oh yeah, and how's that?
Well, everyone loves a good Christmas lesson, right? Let's teach him the true meaning of Christmas. And you know the best way to do that? That's right, Gary. A song!
Hit it!
Well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. You love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how are you going out in the storm? But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow.
Time now for a Christmas memory, for Christmas really does live in our hearts forever. As the poem says, all hail to the days that merit more praise than all the rest of the year, and welcome the nights that double delights, as well for the poor as the peer. Good fortune attend each merry man's friend that doth but the best that he may, forgetting old wrongs with carols and songs to drive the cold winter away.
Hi, my name is Joe Gemmel. I'm from Fordville, North Dakota. One of my best memories of Christmas is when I was a little kid, we'd go meet my grandparents' house on Christmas Eve. And when they ate, the kids just sat around and waited to open gifts. But we knew that after supper was eaten and the dishes were done, that we'd have a Christmas program. All the kids would have a song or a reading or something like that. My mom played guitar, so she would play guitar for us, and we had to sing to open our gifts. But it's something I still remember to this day. So this is a song that reminds me of that.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Little tin horns, little toy drums, Rudy grumpy toot toots and rumpy tum tums. Santa Claus is coming to town with curly hair dolls to cuddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The boys and girls in town. Christmas tree. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
We now present our good friend, Doug Langrude. Doug hails from Edinburgh, North Dakota, but made the trip up to Speakeasy Studio just to sing a song or two with us. Let's hear it for Doug as he sings one of his original Christmas tunes, and this one's sure to be a classic.
Well, this song is, I got real sick of just how over-commercialized Christmas has gotten to be, and so I wanted to write a song about the true meaning of Christmas, what really it boils down to. And that's why the song is called The Heart of Christmas Is. The Savior's born for you and me. To me, that's what Christmas really is about. So,
you know I'm hoping for a white Christmas, but it's not about snow. It's about having loved ones dear with hearts all aglow. Hearts filled with knowing the gift given from above. For unto us a child is born, God's gift of pure love. So if you're looking for the heart of Christmas, you won't find it right beneath the Christmas tree. Swaddling clothes in a manger, Bethlehem. The heart of Christmas is the Savior's born for you. Christmas shopping or the football game. It's about a babe named Jesus. Oh, there's life in that name. In that star, Bethlehem. This dark world, follow him, he is your guiding light. So if you're looking for the heart of Christmas, you won't find it right beneath the Christmas tree. The heart of Christmas is
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we recognize this Christmas that not everyone has it so bright. There are those who are sick and alone, and those hidden from society to pay for the sins of their past. But let us remember today that forgiveness is given to those who seek it, and that there's room for everyone to share in the Christmas spirit. William Morris once wrote, "Of heaven or hell I have no power to sing. I cannot ease the burden of your fears, or make quick coming death a little thing, or bring again the pleasure of past years. Nor, for my word, shall ye forget your tears, or hope again for aught that I can say, the idle singer of an empty day. But rather, when aweary of your mirth, from full heart still unsatisfied ye sigh, and feeling kindly unto all the earth, grudge every minute as it passes by, made the more mindful that the sweet days die. Remember me a little when I pray, the idle singer of an empty day."
Carved out of wood, and I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, her blood's in my stream. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. My sweetheart, we're flowing by God. She reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. And her heart is as big as this whole God-made jail. She's sweeter than saccharin at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're floating by God.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, back to our show as we join a not-so-receptive Kurt Lowe and company still in his living room for more holiday cheer.
Great. Caroling in my living room. So where to next for you guys? I hear Mrs. Hogweather, she loves that crap.
Yeah, no, she does. And I'm sure we'll get there eventually. But to be honest, we really came here for another reason, pal.
Oh, no, hold on. Okay, let me guess. You came here to teach me the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, exactly. See, Christmas is about goodwill, right, pal? Generosity, for lack of a better word. Now, I've got an envelope from Sammy's school here, and they're raising money for this school trip, and donations are due by January 1st. Since it's the season and giving it all, I thought I'd make a stop by to see you.
Oh, and if it isn't too much to ask, I'm working with Operation Christmas Giving this year. Just $20 could go a long way.
Hey, and while your wallet's out, my Amanda is selling volumes of Christmas classics in hardcover, and they'd make a great gift for you to read them to, you know, your goldfish or whatever. They're timeless. You really couldn't make them for the price.
Look, I can't afford to support every cause known to man.
Would a song help?
No. Uh-uh. It would not.
Getting the spirit, huh?
Honestly, no.
You mean you don't feel that hot spark of Christmas flame?
No.
You don't have that burning sensation of Christmas in your belly?
Should I? Is that a thing?
You seriously aren't possessed by the fiery Christmas passion right now, Kurt?
Wait, what?
All right. If fire doesn't move you, maybe the opposite will, and I know just the man.
But there's really only one way to summon the magical Christmas frost wizard, is there?
Hold on, let me guess. Through song.
Indubitably.
Through song!
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight. Today is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along.
Falling from the ceiling?
Maybe. Probably. We don't question the Frost Wizard.
It's me! Horatio W. Izzard! And I'm a Frost Wizard. Here's my card.
So, you're like an ice elf?
I'm a wizard. A Frost Wizard. Elves are not real. Look at these shoes. Do these look like elf shoes to you? These are $600 Italian loafers. I don't wear hats either. Okay.
You're a wizard. My question to you guys is, why? And how do you know a Frost Wizard?
Oh, our kids go to school together. We're on the PTA.
Oh, so there are Frost children?
Don't be ridiculous. They're just normal children. He's not defined by his frostiness, Kurt. He's just like the rest of us. In fact, he lives down the road. You know that split level on 11th and Orchard?
Ooh, I love that house. Is that the one with the three-stall garage? and the red door and the... Oh, the tray ceilings I saw in the open house that time? Oh, that was incredible.
Well, I can't take credit for that. That was
the How much is the mortgage on something like that?
First off, that is not an appropriate question to ask. And it's not why I'm here.
Well, then why are you here?
I was summoned by your friends here, presumably to bring some Christmas magic, because it's what I do.
Well, all right then. I guess I'm just along for the ride now. Hit me with some Christmas magic. Okay, how does making things cold teach me about Christmas?
Well, it doesn't exactly.
Okay, that's it. I'm done with this. You took all my cocoa, froze it for some reason, begged me for money. My living room's full of snow. I want everyone out of here now.
Come on, Kurt. Come on. Oh, we just got here.
Yeah, you too, Gary.
Well, we tried. Maybe it'll come around one day. Merry Christmas, anyway.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Kurt.
Well, still my book. And to a lesser extent now, my health.
And so Kurt sat down to read his book, alone. The Herman Melville classic, Moby Dick. When he came across the passage that read, "To enjoy bodily warmth, some small part of you must be cold. For there is no quality in this world that is not what it is merely by contrast. Nothing exists in itself. If you flatter yourself that you are all over comfortable and have been so a long time, then you cannot be said to be comfortable anymore. For this reason, a sleeping apartment should never be furnished with a fire, which is one of the luxurious discomforts of the rich. For the height of this sort of deliciousness is to have nothing but the blanket between you and your snugness and the cold of the outer air. Then, there you lie like one warm spark in the heart of an Arctic crystal." Upon reading those words, Kurt realized that perhaps that silly Frost Wizard was teaching him something after all. You see, Kurt didn't realize the warmth of the season until it was frozen.
I do have a warm house, and my cup of cocoa, which used to be hot, and I could microwave that, and my slanket, which is, you know, like a slanket, but little. I gotta see if they're still there. Oh my god, everyone's still here!
Kurt!
And so Kurt invited them all in, where they sipped on frozen hot cocoa, nestled in slankets, which is like a slanket, just a bit smaller, and sang Christmas carols the whole night through. Merry Christmas from December's Children.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
We hope you've enjoyed the podcast so far, so stick around and we'll present more holiday favorites on December's Christmas with December's Children and Friends.
I want a mermaid tail and a Obies and some, what was that called? Presents that Santa just wants to give me. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now, you dear old man, whisper what you'll bring to me. Tell me if you can.
Hi, my name's Joe Gemmel.
And I'm Ryan Ogden.
And we're the Sardine Brothers. We're going to play a song by a band called Traveler that we love. It's called Christmas Eve at Kroger. Christmas Eve at Kroger, wake me when it's over and the family goes home. Oh, deck the halls. After all of last year's gifts forgotten, watch the old man soften to the tune of Silent Night. Oh, holy night. Oh, holy night.
Sugar cereal, little projects with the cup. Crackling old branding, watching Die Hard,
with my mom. Dad needs a hand getting down some boxes, hanging up the light string all over the house. Give Dad a hand. Give Dad a hand. Don't fight, no politics at dinner. We're all in this together, if only for the night. Oh, holy night. Christmas Eve at Kroger, wake me when it's over.
Thank you.
box and a lot of dolls and a lot of candy and a lot of pops and a lot of computers and a lot of coffee and a lot of boxes and a lot of computers and everything and grown-ups and a computer was everything I like to do and the things I like to do and 100 black markers and feeling and a humongous house and a huge house and everything else like that. Merry Christmas, thanks for listening.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells all ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for girls and boys again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Hi, my name is Ryan Ogden. I'm from Pekin, North Dakota, and one of my favorite Christmas memories is something that I started quite a few years back, I guess, with my daughter. She's 11 now, but every year around Christmas, as school started, it's been around Christmas break, we have an annual tradition to have pajama movie night. So what we do is all of us now, along with my son and my other half and all her kids as well, we all put on footy pajamas, and we go to the movie theater, and we watch a movie. Kids think it's funny. You know, it's fun. I love it as well. It's, you know, makes for some interesting conversation, I'm sure, for everybody around. There was one year a couple years ago, I took one of the boys to the bathroom, and sitting outside just kind of waiting, and my full pink footy pajamas along sitting with one of the boys, and everybody's walking by looking at us, kind of funny, but just one of those things we do every year. I love it. The kids love it. It kind of set as a tradition. So for me, one of my favorite Christmas songs is Chuck Berry, Run, Run, Rudolph. So enjoy.
Lot of other reindeer, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, really like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? Well, all I wanted for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. Then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, reeling like a merry-go-round. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, reeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a girl child, what have you been most to give? Well, a little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink, and wear. And away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. With Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, reeling like a merry-go-round. One more time. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, reeling like a merry-go-round.
Well, it seems we've reached the end of our first ever Christmas special. We hope you've enjoyed the show today and invite you to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. Individual song downloads are available on our website at decembrschildrenND.com. And we'd like to thank our guest musicians, Ryan Ovdom, Joe Gemmel, and Doug Langrud, for taking the time to join us today. And it's our hope that December's Christmas will be an annual event. And now we've got time for one more song tonight. We'd like to thank our very own Kim Ross children, Bevan and Aiden, for joining us on the immortal classic, Silent Night.